This is the biggest opportunity Nebraska has had in a long, long time. This week against Michigan, they have an opportunity to announce to college football that they are back. This would be the biggest win in a long time for the Huskers because, let's be honest, this isn't about one game. It's about everything the program has been through, the buildup under Coach Rule, the young players showing flashes, and the fans finally daring to hope again. Beating Michigan would mark more than a W on the scoreboard. It would be proof that Nebraska can hang with the best. Think of the stakes. Michigan has been a measuring stick in the Big Ten for the last few years. They're one of the giants in college football. A win here says we're serious. Not just rebuilding, but rebuilding right. Not just for today, but for the future. A win shows that Nebraska isn't just competing in the Big Ten. They're ready to contend at the top. Michigan is a national brand, and beating them puts Nebraska back in the conversation across college football. This is a team that has tormented the Huskers over the last few years. Not only that, Nebraska has been on the doorstep of a breakthrough before, or so we thought, but a win like this proves they can finish against elite competition. The past few years have been about close losses and frustration. Taking down Michigan would prove that the hard work pays off and validation of the progress under Matt Rule. And lastly, beating Michigan would set the tone for the rest of the season. The way Nebraska's schedule sets up, this is one of those key games where they could go on a run if they win this game and have a very special season. Welcome back to the Section 408 podcast. I am your host, and today we are going to be talking about Nebraska versus Michigan this coming weekend, the keys to victory, and what it would mean for Nebraska should they win this game. Thanks for joining us. If you listen to our season preview for the Huskers, you'd know that I had this game as the most important game on the schedule, and that's because, you know, I assumed they were going to start out 3-0. And the way their schedule breaks down, there's about three games, maybe four games, where they're going to be underdogs that if they win it, can really kind of change the trajectory of their season. Of course, you know, you have to win the games that you're expected to. But this Michigan game is huge because they're a top 25 team and they're very beatable. We saw that against Oklahoma a couple weeks ago. But this is kind of the win that we've been waiting for Nebraska, if they can do it, because this would signal that they have turned the corner. And they are now kind of in that second tier of the Big Ten, again, a top 25 caliber team that we've been waiting to see for a very long time. And I think that beating Michigan would be a legit win, not just a fluke, because of the caliber of players that they have and the caliber program that they are. Yes, it's true, they are no longer the national championship level team that they were, but still, Michigan is a great team, and they are, you know, probably top five in the Big Ten, again, top 25 team. So this would be huge for the Huskers. Over the last few seasons, we've talked about, you know, kind of what is going to be that game where we say, oh, they turned the corner. You know, they've turned the page, and they're no longer that kind of losing team that they've been. I think winning this game would signal that. Now, the flip side is, you know, losing this game would not be the end of the world because Michigan is a good team and because that, you know, they can beat you if you make mistakes and if they play well, it's going to be tough for Nebraska to beat them. But I think this is, when we think about the stakes in this game, Nebraska gets them at home. The Huskers are 3-0. They've played really well, albeit against weaker competition. And this, I think, is the spot where you want to announce yourself to college football. Winning this would definitely put Nebraska back in the top 25. And again, set the stage for what could be a very special 2025 season. It only makes sense to start with the quarterbacks because I think that's going to be one of the key parts of this game. First, Raiola for Nebraska has been playing absolutely unconscious. He is 72 for 94 passing. He's completed 76% of his passes so far this year, already 829 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, with a passer rating of 178, which again is ridiculous. They talked about the amount of work he was doing in the offseason, and I think it's already clearly paid off. He is one of the best quarterbacks in college football. And not to get ahead of myself, but if he plays well against Michigan, I think that'll be kind of his arrival party, and he's going to get a lot more national attention than he already does. Now, for Raiola, one of the keys in this game is, of course, Michigan has a good defense, but I think he can kind of give a John Mateer type performance against the Michigan defense where you're controlling the offense, you're taking what's there, maybe even using your legs a little bit, and just slowly, methodically moving the ball down the field. Dana Holgorsen has talked about, you know, the routine plays, and Raiola this season so far has been taking what the defense has been giving them, and the offense has been flourishing because of that. So I think in this game, if he has a, you know, if he's just playing nice and controlled, you know, making those routine throws, not trying to be too flashy, and of course, no interceptions, I think Nebraska is going to be able to score on them multiple times, and that will put a lot of pressure onto Bryce Underwood. And speaking of Bryce Underwood, I think before I get into the keys for this game, I think he's going to be an electrifying player in the sport. He's from Michigan, which is pretty cool that he's playing for, you know, his home state team. Sorry, Michigan State. But he has all the talent in the world, and he's a true freshman. So far this season, he has thrown 80 passes, completing 46 of them. He's got a 57% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. His passer rating is 129, but this is the key thing. Rushing the ball. He's carried the ball 14 times for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that's kind of where the X factor gets into this game as far as Underwood goes. Yes, he has all the talent in the world, but he is a true freshman. So what I am looking for is Nebraska to really try and contain him running the ball and force him to throw the ball on you, because Nebraska has one of the best secondaries in college football. If they can just put a spy on him, don't let him run. Maybe he'll scramble for a few yards here or there, but make sure he cannot beat you with his legs and force him to beat you throwing the ball. I think that bodes well for Nebraska. Now, the flip side is if they cannot contain him, he's going to wreak havoc on this Husker defense. And what concerns me is Brendan Sorsby for Cincinnati was able to run all over the Huskers in the second half of that game. And I really hope Michigan is not able to do the same thing. But I think if Nebraska can put special emphasis on that, they can kind of contain him and force him to throw the ball, which bodes well for the Huskers. The next thing, Michigan's running backs. They have a couple different dynamic running backs in Haynes and Marshall, who between the two of them have already accounted for nearly 500 yards of rushing this year on about, 80 carries, almost exactly 80 carries for 7 touchdowns total. And Haynes in particular, he is explosive. He's averaging 8 yards per rush with a long of 75. So what scares me about this Michigan offense is their ability to run the ball. And Nebraska, you know, they have been able to stop the run against Akron and Houston Christian. But there also have been a couple spots where those two teams were able to run the ball a little more than we probably would like on the Big Red defense, on the Black Shirts. And what I think is important for this game is Nebraska should just sell out and say, you are not going to run the ball on us. We're going to put seven guys in the box. And maybe, yeah. And you are not going to run the ball on us, whether it's with Underwood or these two dynamic running backs, because that if Michigan is going to win this game, and they easily can win this game if Nebraska doesn't play well, that is how it's going to be. It's going to be with them running the ball for 7-8 yards a carry, wearing down the Huskers, and then, you know, getting a play action pass over the top, which would be kind of the backbreaker. So absolutely cannot let them run the ball, but I think they can sell out and kind of make it difficult for the Wolverines. The next thing I want to talk about was, again, Nebraska's running back, Emmett Johnson. So far, he's been a lightning rod for the team this year with 52 carries for 326 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a long of 47 yards. But where he gets really dynamic is he has caught 11 passes so far this year and 1 receiving touchdown. The problem is he is a great running back, but the problem is that behind him, we're not really sure what the depth looks like, even after 3 games. So he is going to have to be helping Raiola in terms of, I think the longer Nebraska has the ball in this game, the better for the Cornhuskers. I'm not saying anything groundbreaking, but he's going to be kind of the guy that can wear down Michigan and set Raiola up for the the routine passes, as they call it. So if they can get him going, if he can get 4, 5, 6 yards per carry, that's going to be big for helping the rest of the offense get open and to help the rest of the offense really function in this game against a great Michigan defense. And the thing about Nebraska that's going to be huge, which they did not have this last season, is the receivers. And they certainly have, you know, some dynamic receivers in Dane Key, Ja'Cory Barney, and Isaiah Hunter. And not to mention Lindenmeyer. So if Emmett Johnson can run the ball effectively, that's going to open up a lot more opportunities for those guys to get chunk plays against Michigan. And I think getting to the big picture, of course, is going to be Emmett Johnson running the ball and getting those chunk plays from those wide receivers, Key, Barney, Hunter, and Lindenmeyer. I know he's a tight end. And the first thing that I want to see in this game, if Nebraska is going to win this game, I think what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to get to a lead early. I'm not saying, you know, blow them out, but a 7-0 or 10-0 and force Underwood to throw the ball. Of course, they can still come back and beat you without him throwing the ball, but force him to throw the ball. And once you have the lead, I would imagine that, you know, they're going to be a little more run heavy, especially because it's a Big Ten game. But they're really going to lean on Johnson. And the nice thing about Holgorsen is, yes, they are going to try and run the ball, I believe, especially if they get a lead. But what's going to have to happen is they're going to try and take the top off in this game. I expect Nebraska to take a couple deep shots, and that could potentially be the difference in this game. Now, like I said, Michigan can easily win this game. So if Nebraska is going to lose this game, how is it going to look? Well, they're going to turn the ball over. They're not going to be able to stop the run. They're not going to be able to get separation on the defensive backs from Michigan. So we have to watch out for that. Now, what is my prediction? I mentioned that this was one of the most important games for the Huskers this season. If you remember, in my preseason prediction, I predicted a win. This Michigan team is not to be played around with. They are one of the best teams in the Big Ten and one of the best teams in the country, even though they might not be that same national title level that they were a couple of years ago. My prediction is it's Nebraska's time. They are going to win this game. 31-24 or maybe 28-24. It's not going to be comfortable. But I think they're going to come out and give a very spirited performance. And again, this is going to be them announcing themselves to college football that they are back. Thank you for listening, and we will be back very shortly.